The startup investment landscape is changing, and world-class companies are being built outside of Silicon Valley. We find them, talk with them, and discuss the upside of investing in them. Welcome to Upside. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Upside Podcast, the first podcast finding upside outside of Silicon Valley. I'm Jay Klaus, and I'm accompanied by my co-host, Mr. New Dog Daddy himself, Eric Hornung.
Oh yeah, I'm a dog dad. I am a stay-at-home boyfriend, and I am a dog dad. It is quite the life I lead, Jay.
Yeah, getting real domestic there with friend of the podcast, Colleen.
And new friend of the podcast, Hank. Hank is a 8.5-week-old Bernese Mountain Dog. He is incredibly cute, but he's also incredibly young. So that means frequent trips outside, excessive nibbling, and some sleepless nights. And we are currently working on training.
How big is this dog going to be?
He's currently about 20 pounds, and in the next 3 months, he's going to get up to about 80 pounds. So that's about 5 pounds a week. Once you get to that 3 month, he could either stay right around 80 or he could get up to 120, or a little higher. But the expected value is somewhere around 105 pounds.
That's a big dog.
It's not small.
Talk to me about the decision of how to choose what type of dog to buy.
Colleen and I each have a top five list of dogs, and the only one that overlaps is a Bernese Mountain Dog. So that's how the decision was made.
Saying Bernese, not Burmese, like not like Burma?
Bernese, like Bern, Switzerland. The Bernese Mountain Dog is a working dog, so not a hunter. And it used to pull sometimes plows, but mostly like milk carts around town. And it, I think, stems back to the Romans when they conquered Switzerland or took over Switzerland. They brought the Mastiff and bred that with the Swiss Mountain Dog. And that's the result is, or so people say, the Bernese Mountain Dog. They have an amazing temperament. They are super chill. Hank's a little young, so he's still a little bit yippy and learning the ropes. But yeah, just an incredible temperament. Very chill, very cozy, very cuddly, very awesome.
Well, he seems very cute. New friend of the podcast, Hank Hornster.
We'll throw a picture of Hank in the show notes.
Yeah, in the show notes on the Twitter. New listener alert, Hank the dog. Well, Eric, we've got a different episode this week per usual. It seems like we're hitting a lot of national holidays as of late, and we're doing a lot of these. But per tradition, we're going to do a holiday episode. And before we get into that, I wanted to ask, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, man. I got to go with Elf. Elf is just so good, so funny. Funny every time, good every time, so easy. And so quotable. You kind of get a little something more every time too. There's this one scene in Elf where it's super short. It's a cutaway and all these little elves are running away from a tree. And there's one elf that just yells, "I just want to make shoes." And you don't get that on the first time through, you know, you miss that. And it takes you 20, 30, 40 watches to hear that line and pick that up.
I've never heard that. That gives me hope. I'm going to watch Elf this year and try to catch that cutaway because I've seen it so many times. I'm kind of tired of it, but I do love yelling, "Hope you find your dad."
What about you? What's your favorite?
My favorite movie. I should have prepared for that question before I asked it myself, knowing that you would have turned it around on me. I will say that I'm not one of those people who claims Die Hard is a Christmas movie and that it's the greatest Christmas movie of all time. I'm not in that camp. I'm a big fan of Adam Sandler's 8 Crazy Nights. Which is not technically a Christmas movie.
Well, it's a holiday movie, Jay, and we're here in 2018, and not everything has to be about Christmas.
It's true. It's true. We're inclusive. 8 Crazy Nights. Good movie spurred from a very good song, the Hanukkah song. And Eric, you and I talked that this episode, we have a little bit of an interesting tie-in for the structure that we'll do here today.
So, Jay, you and I both celebrate Christmas, and it would seem appropriate that we do something along the lines of a framework of like the 12 days of Christmas. So maybe 12 takeaways that we had this year or something. But no, nay, Jay, we are going down a different path. We are following your favorite movie, your favorite holiday movie, and we are going to go through 8 crazy months. Jay, you want to tell people a little bit more about that?
8 crazy months. 8 crazy months because we launched the podcast in May, the first week of May at Columbus Startup Week. We launched our first 4 episodes, 3 full-length episodes and a trailer episode, which means May through December, those are 8 months. We've had 8 crazy months launching this podcast so far. And so we are going to go month by month, talk about the episodes that were released that month and the major takeaway we had from that crazy month in the first 8 months of doing the Upside podcast.
But before we do that, one quick thing. If you hear an episode in this rundown that you are interested in, definitely go check out that specific episode. You can find it in our back catalog. If you want to interact with us, Twitter is the best place to do so. You can find us at Upside FM, or you can find Jay at Jay Klaus, or Eric at EK Hornung. Additionally, if you want to write something a little longer, please send us an email at hello@upside.fm. What's up, guys? It's Eric. Jay and I have a really cool announcement that we wanted to make about something we've been working on behind the scenes. We're calling it The Update, and it's a quarterly newsletter in which Jay and I get to write editorial pieces, podcasts, guests, and friends of the podcast get to write editorial pieces, and we'll share some news about our podfolio companies. These editorial pieces are going to be about trends outside of Silicon Valley, things we find interesting, and new industries and spaces that are popping up. Something I'm thinking about right now is esports, for example. If you're interested, it's super easy to get LinkedIn. Just go to upside.fm/update and enter your email address, and we'll definitely be in touch.
So we started in May, and our first 3 episodes that we launched immediately, Tiller, Rap Chat, Lawn Guru, followed by Script Drop, F13 Works, Swannies with Webb Smith as an expert, and Kaleidoscope Group PBR in Minnesota, I should say.
And what people might not know, and what I think the biggest takeaway from this month was, actually comes from before this month. It's the pre-planning process. In addition to those episodes you just mentioned that actually launched, we recorded 2 episodes beforehand. So Alex Wittenberg, thank you, Alex, and Andy Curran, thank you, Andy, agreed to come on and do effectively mock interviews with us. And without those mock interviews, I think our launch could not have been as successful.
Yeah, those episodes are rough. Maybe someday as like a callback, we'll release those as bonus material that you can listen to. But finding your footing as new podcasters, understanding how to find literally your voice on the mics, but then also how to interact with the guest, how to interact with your co-host, how to not speak over each other. Rough episodes. So pre-planning there was very important. And before we launched the show in May, I mean, we were recording those first interviews months prior. We really got started thinking about the show in late December, early January. And I think we spun up a Twitter account probably in February or March, which proved to be very helpful for us for our launch, already having that Twitter account live and generating some buzz, people seeing it and saying, yeah, what is this thing? And going to the website and being prepared. So yeah, pre-planning, a theme that has become important throughout the year.
Absolutely. That was key to us having a successful launch. And for a little background, if you look at any podcast stats, the average podcast has 141 trailing 30-day downloads. And when we launched, I think we were already ahead of that, which is awesome.
Awesome. June, I'll take this one, and then Eric, you can take July. June, we released 4 episodes, Loop Returns, Bibe, Upsy, and ParkX. Loop Returns and Bibe being in Columbus, Ohio, Upsy being in Minneapolis, and ParkX being in Chicago, Illinois. Eric, what's our takeaway from June?
I think the biggest takeaway is that live podcasting is a thing, and it's cool, and we got to do it pretty early in our podcasting experience, thanks to the Columbus Podcasting Festival.
Thrown right into it. We had barely gotten started. The podcast festival had already mostly filled up with registrations and people attending. And just out of some luck and opportunity, we got the opportunity to slide in late with very little notice. Lined up Corbett, had an awesome conversation, still one of my favorite episodes, and an episode that comes up a lot because Loop is hiring, and they've told us several times that in the interview process, candidates have come in having listened to the episode and having a lot of insight into the company, which they appreciate. So if you haven't listened to that Loop episode, definitely check it out. One of my favorites and our first live episode, which we've done a few of now.
And for this episode, Jay decided that we need these shirts. So Jay is a lot of things, guys, but he is not a fashion designer. So you may have seen these. They actually turned out pretty well. You may have seen us wearing these shirts around if you've seen us in public. The first draft of the tee, what Jay sent to me, and it just said upside across the chest in big block letters, and it was on a baseball tee, and I said I hated it, and I sent it back to Jay, and instead of, you know, doing a complete overhaul, he just tilted the font to make the up and upside look higher than the .fm. So exact same font, exact same shirt. And I was so flabbergasted that this is his version of an edit that I just sent it back and said, fine.
Well, we had very little time to print them. And the funny thing is, I think because the printing shop that I had them printed at, and it was definitely a favor from the start because I said, I need to turn these around on like a week time frame. And I'm only trying to do a run of two of these. We'll do more shirts later for some reason. But right now I need two of these shirts so Eric and I can do this live event. And it came out looking so bad because it's this design of mine that they never even gave me an invoice. I think they felt that they were embarrassed by their own work, and so they wouldn't even charge me for it.
So let's move on to July. In July, we talked to Fresh Fry from Louisville, Local Crate from Minneapolis, and 10XTS from Cincinnati with Anthony Pompliano. Jay, what was your biggest takeaway from July?
That was a fun month. We learned the power of bringing on experts with that episode of 10XTS. And we had done it previously with Webb Smith on the Swannies episode, but that was so close to our launch and we hadn't had many episodes out yet. We didn't really see the effect that having an expert on could have. But one huge lesson in accessibility, we didn't have close personal relationships with Pomp before that, but we're able to get in touch with him and secure a quick interview with him. I remember doing it from my green room at LinkedIn at the time, but having an expert on gives a lot of really great context to the episode. We think it adds a lot to the episode, and we see the effect of an expert being on the show and sharing the show with listening and download numbers. So that's a format that we think is a win for everybody involved, and we want to continue to do in the future.
Yeah, we learn, the audience learns, the guest is challenged, the expert gets to come on and speak to their area of expertise. I think it's a win-win-win-win for everyone.
All right, on to August. We had a pretty busy August here. We had our user feedback episode where we talked about what our listeners had given us as feedback and our takeaways from it, which I think we've mostly implemented to this point. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. We spoke with Mixtros in Birmingham, Alabama, and Mobius in Knoxville, Tennessee. Eric and I did an episode on geography and the myths of investing in geography. And we spoke to Set Scouter in Toronto. So, Eric, our takeaway here for August, what do you got?
I mean, this was really the month of new frontiers for us. We'd made some pretty warm introductions before this, but they were mostly in cities we were at least familiar with. And it was more new frontiers. So let's touch on that first. We had our first international company with Set Scouter in Toronto. We had our first foray in Tennessee, which was Mixtros at first. Now they're moving to Birmingham. So that's first Alabama as well. And then also Knoxville was a city that I had had very limited exposure to, especially from a startup perspective. So everything in this month was new. Everything was different. And we also did a little bit of new and different on ourselves with the feedback episode and forcing ourselves to have an opinion on something in the geography episode.
Yeah, love having opinions. And that geography episode kind of set the stage for our panel at South by Southwest, which is also something we'll talk about here a little bit later.
Yeah, so moving on into September, we talked with Cuddle Clones from Louisville, Andrew Goldner, who moved from Silicon Valley to Nashville, John Fine, who was our first guest out of Kansas City, and Wicked Sheets, who was also out of Louisville. Jay, what did you learn this month?
Well, outside of those guests, and I think those were really great guests and a really great month as far as content goes, our biggest takeaway in September was actually the power of PR in marketing. In September, we were listed in Fortune as a top 27 business podcast amongst giants like Tim Ferriss and How I Built This and Masters of Scale and Invest Like the Best. Really, really great company to be in just a few months into our existence, 5 months into our existence. And we saw that press coverage triple our subscribers overnight, which was awesome. That was my biggest takeaway from September, but I think we had a little bit more that we learned in September with those Andrew Goldner and John Fine episodes.
I think so too. I think that we had experimented with this coffee chats format, which is an interview where we talk with community builders, venture capitalists, late stage founders, and we hadn't really committed to it yet. But after the Andrew Goldner and John Fine episodes, I think that we had a much more real understanding of this being something that provides a lot of value to our audience.
Which is a perfect segue into October, where we spoke to three firefighters in Columbus, Gino Pallett in Milwaukee. We had a VC mashup episode with Ross Baird of Village Capital and Concur, another Columbus-based company. Hypothesis Ventures, which is based in Los Angeles but invests outside of the Valley. And Ali Felix of Embark Collective. And those episodes with Hypothesis, Peter Brock of Hypothesis, and Ali Felix were our next steps in kind of doubling down on this coffee chats format. We saw some really good feedback and traction on our Opportunity Funds episode with Peter Brock.
And also, I think that these type of episodes just supplement the listener experience. If we just did our standard interview format, I think something would be lacking. But supplementing that with Ross Baird, the Concur episode, I think I'm still asking questions that he asked in that interview now on Upside. And I think that every time we do something with Andrew or John or Peter or Ali or Ross, that makes our podcast that much better.
For sure. It's having people who have really stepped through the process help us shortcut our own learnings in stepping through the process. You know, this whole podcast is about learning the process, and no better way to learn it outside of experience than learning from others' experience as well.
So Jay, I felt really good about November. It felt like a month that we were kind of hitting our stride. In that month, we talked to Super Dispatch from Kansas City, Intrinio from Tampa Bay, we had our Thanksgiving episode, and then we talked to Vlipsy from Canton, Ohio. What was your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, I agree. That felt like a really good month in terms of processes and especially production quality of our content. By the time we publish these episodes, a little bit before, but especially by the time we publish these episodes, you and I have gotten a lot better about our equipment and getting both of our voices in their full vocal clarity onto the episode. Also, on the Vlipsy episode, we brought in an expert again, once again. We brought in Lee Thomason, an attorney, to give us a lawyer's perspective. And not only did we bring him in, we did it on a very short time frame, which really helps us from a production standpoint to know that we can bring in this very valuable addition to an episode after we record the interview with the founder, knowing that it's going to provide context and that it's not going to slow down our production timeline too much. Moving on into December this month, we've talked with Monique Villa of Modern Capital in Nashville, Tennessee, the Ohio Innovation Fund. That was a live episode here in Columbus. And Bark out of Atlanta, Georgia. Eric, what were your takeaways from this month of December?
I think a lot of what happened in November let us have a very low-key December from a production standpoint, in that we recorded a lot of things before you went on your 10-day retreat. We had the holidays coming up, so we really tried to take everything that we had learned in the first 7 months and implement it at the end of November. I think that was super beneficial because it let us, from a production standpoint, do a little bit of planning and have a little bit of brain space to think about what we're going to be doing in 2019.
Yeah, a lot of that from pure necessity. When you look at, okay, one of the hosts is going to take 12 days completely offline, you the reality is you have to really get things in order to get things produced, to get things scheduled. And that comes down to, I mean, even the emails that we send our subscribers, people who subscribe to email notifications of new episodes, which if you haven't done, you should do, because we add some different background and perspective sometimes in those emails. So get on that list if you're not already. But
and how can people do that?
Good question. You can just go to upside.fm. There's an email opt-in form on just about every page on that website. You'll see it on the homepage, right in the middle of the page. Go to upside.fm and enroll there. But what we learned about our production from that standpoint is it is possible to get ahead of production and really record interviews and get the raw materials done so we can get it through to post-production and then scheduled, all the things we do with that, including transcripts of every episode. And so moving forward and looking at 2019, we're already aware of a lot of the initiatives and episodes that we want to do in 2019. And we're realizing that we can really pre-plan even more than we did this year. Eric, you want to talk about that a little bit more?
So a lot of what we've talked about is getting our standard Wednesday episodes out the door. And to be honest, we're probably doing that most of the time on a 1 to 3 week lead time, where our production schedule is constantly in flux behind that. But looking into 2019, I think we already have a pretty firm foundation for the first 3 months of the year. Now, there's definitely some areas where we will be consistently updating and changing and moving things around, but we're going to be going to CES, and that should be somewhere between 3 and 6 new episodes with companies that are exhibiting there, with people in the coffee chat format, with people who are putting on the event, and maybe with some experts.
And just to cut in here, CES is the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, which is the second week of January.
Absolutely. We're really excited to be going there. We are one of 10 live podcasts. We'll be sitting in the media broadcasting booth, which will be really cool, alongside of Bloomberg and pretty much everybody else who's in the news and covers the event. So we'll have access to the 4,000 companies that are going to be there, and it's going to be an awesome experience.
Already getting emails from those companies asking us to meet with them and talk with them, which is both exciting and a little overwhelming, but we'll do our diligence to pick out some really interesting cutting edge technology companies that fit our thesis and vibe here at Upside. And we're excited to share that with you early on in the year.
And the same thing's going to happen in March when we go to South by Southwest. Jay will be moderating a panel with a few entrepreneurs from around the country. Brandon Bryant of Harlem Capital and Rachel Carpenter of Intrinio, who was featured in November on the Upside podcast. And before we continue talking about the new types of formats that are already kind of permeating our production schedule in 2019, I do want to say thank you to the audience for voting, because the South by Southwest experience wouldn't have been possible without you.
Yeah, we've got a panel on geography versus investing. Like we said in that previous episode, Eric and I did laid a little bit of the foundation there. But Brandon Bryant, a newly minted Forbes 30 Under 30 and investor of Harlem Capital, investing in minority-owned and run businesses. And Rachel Carpenter, who, you know, as Eric said, we talked to in November out of Florida. And we'll have another surprise guest. So if you're at South by Southwest, definitely let us know. Give us a shout on Twitter or via email. We'd love to meet up with you there. We'll be there the entire event, even the gaming, movie, music experience. So we'll be around. If you're at South by Southwest, let us know. But Eric, you alluded to some other formats that we're thinking about for 2019. You want to finish that out?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Mondays, we are going to move all of our coffee chats to Mondays. We hinted at this in the Thanksgiving episode, but in 2019, we will be moving our coffee chat formats to Mondays. So if you see something come out on Monday, that is a coffee chat. It will be ad hoc. It won't be every week. But it'll be as we talk with interesting people who are building communities, investing in venture-backable companies, investing in companies that are tangential to venture-backable companies, or our late-stage founders.
That's right. And one other format that is also going to be fairly ad hoc, fairly infrequent, but much more involved from a production standpoint, we're looking at a deep dive into subjects such as term sheets or a deeper dive into opportunity funds. We'll keep you abreast as to the topic of that. But these episodes, we're planning to bring in multiple voices, get a very well-rounded approach, They're likely to be longer episodes that are meant to be very self-contained, dense, useful episodes around a very specific topic.
So we started you back last December. Jay and I spent a few months formulating the idea of Upside. We did a couple of mock interviews. We did a lot of mock websiting. Well, Jay did. And we set up the framework with some pre-planning to get us into May. We went from May to November, and we haven't perfected our process, but we're getting much better. We've learned a ton along the way, and we thank you for listening to Upside, and we're really excited about 2019.
Going to be a big year. Going to be a big growth year for us. We're excited about it. We're seeing it already. We've laid a lot of the groundwork, and we're going to be more intentional about growth in 2019. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being along for the ride. We love hearing from you, as Eric said. So if you have thoughts on this episode, our 8 crazy months of existence, or ideas for 2019, feel free to tweet at us at UpsideFM or email us anytime, hello@upside.fm. And we'll talk to you next week. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's guest. So shoot us an email at hello@upside.fm or find us on Twitter at UpsideFM. We'll be back here next week at the same time talking to another founder in our quest to find upside outside of Silicon Valley. If you or someone you know would make a good guest for our show, please email us or find us on Twitter and let us know. And if you love our show, please leave us a review on iTunes. That goes a long way in helping us spread the word and continue to help bring high-quality guests to the show. Eric and I decided there are a couple things we wanted to share with you at the end of the podcast, and so here we go. Eric Hornung and Jay Klaus are the founding parties of the Upside Podcast. At the time of this recording, we do not own equity or other financial interest in the companies which appear on this show. All opinions expressed by podcast participants are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinions of Duff & Phelps LLC and its affiliates, Unreal Collective LLC and its affiliates, or any entity which employ us. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. We have not considered your specific financial situation nor provided any investment advice on this show. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Never mind. Bro, that can't be mad. I'm lighting it on fire. Used to run victory laps, and still I'm not even tired. It's all about the time, and about the timing. Yeah, that's what they say. Well, I'ma keep on rhyming, find a way to keep